proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, today's program, I have something very special I'd like to share with you concerning the life of Robert Murray McShane. He was one of the most noted preachers of the 1800s as a Presbyterian minister and missionary. Now, McShane was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, in the year 1813. He was educated at the university there in Edinburgh and eventually became the pastor of St. Peter's Church in Dundee. He passed away unmarried in 1843 at the young age of 29 due to a bout with typhus. Perhaps one of the greatest endeavors that he took was on a missions trip to the Holy Land to inquire about the condition of the Jewish people who lived there. He was accompanied by his good friend Andrew Bonar, as well as two other preachers. When they returned, they presented a special report for the Board of Mission for the Church of Scotland. This report was called A Narrative of a Visit to the Holy Land and Missionary of Inquiry of the Jews. The result of this led to the establishment of the missions work to the Jews by the Church of Scotland and by the Free Church of Scotland. In fact, this work is still present today. Now, McShane's love for the Lord in the land of Israel and the Jewish people was an inspiration to others. Upon his return from the Holy Land, Robert Murray McShane preached one of his famous messages on November 17, 1839, in Dundee, Scotland. In this sermon, McShane challenged his church to get involved in taking the gospel to the Jewish people. As a result, Scottish churches began the first real missionary effort to reach the Jews since the days of the apostles. Now today, what I'd like to start reading, and we'll actually continue this tomorrow as well, but I'd like to read part of his message to you today, and it's entitled, To the Jew First. McShane writes this, "Most people are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Who are not ashamed of it? A little company, those whose hearts the Spirit of God has touched? They have felt that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I draw from this that Paul says that the gospel should be preached first to the Jews for several reasons. First, because judgment will begin with them. It says in Romans 2, verses 6 through 10, a quote here, indignation and wrath to the Jew first. The Jew will be the first to stand forward at the bar of God to be judged. Why is this? Because they have had more light than any other people. God chose them out of the world to be his witnesses. Every prophet was sent first to them. Every evangelist and apostle had a message for them. Messiah came to them. He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The word of God is still addressed to them. Their cup of wrath is fuller than that of other men. Is this not a reason why the gospel should first be preached to the Jews? They are ready to perish more dreadfully than other men. Shall we not seek to bring them first to the rock that is higher than they? Their case is more desperate than that of other men. Shall we not bring the good physician to them, who alone can bring them health and cure? For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. This is still his word to all his ministers. Begin at Jerusalem. Point number two, it is like God to care first for the Jews. It is the chief glory and joy of a soul to be like God. We should seek to be like God. The Bible shows that God has a peculiar affection for Israel. Moses told them in Deuteronomy 7:7, the Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more than number than any other people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Strange, sovereign, most peculiar love. Should we not be like God in this peculiar attachment? But you say, God has cast them off. Hath God cast away his people which he foreknew? God forbid. The whole Bible contradicts such an idea. Read Jeremiah 31, verse 20, and Isaiah 49, verses 14 and 15. If we are filled with the Spirit of God, should we not love as he loves? Should we not write Israel upon the palms of our hands and resolve that through our mercy they may obtain mercy? We'll continue the message there tomorrow, but I believe you can sense the passion in the heart of Robert Murray McShane as we listen to the sermon. I invite you to return with us tomorrow as we finish this special message on going to the Jew first. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.